Hello, everyone that's joining us for another episode of Growth Digger, where we talk about everything growth, not just at the top of the funnel, but throughout the customer journey and how folks like Sheher have helped companies achieve it and come with very valuable experience. In fact, Sheher is the author of AI-driven consumer trends and business applications. She is a career technologist and brings a very unique point of view on how AI is shaping consumer behavior. Welcome, Sheher, to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Great. And a little bit about myself. I am the founder CEO at Growth Natives. We are a growth-first company that helps our customers with fostering growth at every stage of the funnel, be it through creative marketing, sales ops, customer success, customer service, and custom-built applications that really help them shape the future of their business. So welcome. Anything you would like to add to your introduction?
Yes, I just love consumer behavior as a whole. And what we are seeing now is a huge change in behavior as AI starts intersecting with our lives. So I think it's a very interesting moment for us as humans because it is one of the biggest changes in behavior we are seeing. And I think that in the very near future, AI is going to become an extension of ourselves. So I find it very interesting.
Great. Without further ado, why don't we just get into the AI report that I was mentioning earlier that you have authored. What is the crux of that report? Tell us what are the key takeaways.
I divided that in 8 basic trends that we are seeing right now. But I want to tell you, you talk about growth, and it's very important for the small business to be aware that this is happening and start adapting and adopting AI in their businesses, because the small business owner usually tends to sit down and see what the big companies are doing and then slowly take action. I think this time we have to change our behavior and mindset on that and say, I need to start adopting this technology. It's not complicated. It's not expensive, but it's important for me to move fast so I can be on top of my game when this is part of everybody else's behavior. If I sit down right now and just see what happens with big companies, I might be left behind in the process. So I think is an important factor for us to have into consideration, because just information, I'm going to give you trends, but you take no action into that, it becomes complicated.
Especially, it's very important. You have to walk the talk as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And small business owners, because they're always on a budget, they usually don't have investors, they don't have money coming from everywhere, they tend to be very cautious on how they move forward. But again, today, there are many things that you could incorporate easily into your processes that would become easier. Let's go to the 8 trends that I have. The first one is called live streaming. And all of these trends are already starting to be with us in our lives. This is one of them, when we are continuously being monitored by devices. It may be a device that you have by your bed. It may be your smart watch, your smart glasses. The thing is, they're tracking everything, right? So they're tracking your heart rate, how much you drink water, when you're stressed. This is only going to scale. It's almost like when you wake up in the morning, your pillow will tell the coffee machine to start preparing coffee. Your mirror will say, what do you need to have on your skin today, and things like that. It's almost like you are the star of your own reality show. How does this matter to businesses? If in your business you can incorporate any type of tracking with your customers, and it can be even social media tracked in some instances, you should start doing so. So you can have apps, you can have apps that go into smartwatches and things like that. For example, dietary intake, nutrition recommendations, all those things you could incorporate in the services that you provide to your customer. Just remember, we are going to get more and more monitored all the time. I have a smartwatch that even tells me my heart rate. It beeps when I'm stressed. This is only going to get bigger and bigger. The second trend is the digital doppelganger, which means that we're going to want and expect twins of ourselves. Is if you had your own army of AI out there to do the things that you don't want to do or is not worth your time doing. Things that we already see today, for example, you can have an AI answering the phone for your customers and having a very natural conversation with them and booking a podcast, booking a massage, booking whatever it is that you sell. AI is very real today. If you compare to 1 year ago, they can carry a very strong conversation with the customer. And that means a lot more money on the table because small business owners tend to be busy. Sometimes they don't answer the phone because they can't at that moment. And that could be a $500 sale or a $5,000 sale that you miss. So add that to how much could be. But there are other things. They can, you're going to see AIs being able even pay your bills, which is something that usually takes a lot of time from the business owners. They can take care of that. They can send texts. They can schedule appointments. They can do almost everything that you can. But what happens then is that you free your time to have other types of experience or focus on the strategy of your business, which should be what a business owner should be doing. How do I grow from here instead of dealing with tasks that you don't even enjoy?
Repetitive tasks, things that can be handled either through... Obviously, in the past, you had to delegate them, and now you could actually have AI agents or AI-powered apps that are actually doing it for you and saving you a bunch of time on your calendar.
Yes.
Okay. And great insight.
When we think about business, it's about profit. And when you put the AIs, you're not spending a lot of money. They don't complain about anything. They don't miss a day at work. They're there when you're sleeping. So you have to take these into consideration as well, because you can use the employees that you have for more involved tasks that need more thinking. What you need to do is always exercise your critical thinking, because this is the danger that I see with AI. It's very easy to delegate to the AI the decision making, and that's something that should be always with us. In simple things, if you put something on ChatGPT and you don't even read and send it out, that's okay. But in bigger decisions, we need to be aware that we need to have the final word here, or else you will start trusting too much on the AI when you should be trusting yourself first. The third one is the experience overload. If we are going to have more free time, we are going to have experience. We want to have experience that are deeper in meaning for us, and that emergency thing that we want everything now. So we are going to want constant stimulation and a very personalized experience. We are going into an era of hyper-personalization. I expect everything to be about me to a certain point. And why? Because with all this technology that we have, and we had COVID, which kept us away for a while, what happened to us is that we are feeling that we are just one of many. We are invisible to society. We have less social interactions than we used to, face to face, go out for a beer and things like that. We have decreased that a lot. So we need to feel important. We need to feel that we matter. So it's important now that we have experiences that show us that. And you, as the business owner, need to understand that, for example, you have a restaurant and you track the customers that come to your place and what they eat. So when Mary goes this week to your restaurant, the AI will be able to say, hey, you had our mushroom fettuccine last time. Why don't you try our mushroom steak today? So the person will feel, wow, they remember what I ate here, right? And at the same time, providing that experience. In a restaurant, you can also, for example, if I point my phone to a menu, to a special dish, I can see how it was made. I could see the preparation of that dish, which puts me in, makes me feel VIP, right? I know I can see things that not everybody else does. All these things allow us to feel that you're personalizing experiencing for us and you're prioritizing us in the sense when I go to your office, to your store, to whatever it is.
Great. I think personalization and hyper-personalization has been a cornerstone of success for a lot of customers. Just something as simple as being able to greet your customer with their first name as they enter the store puts a smile on their face. Mm-hmm. Similarly, in larger engagements, when it comes to larger companies, corporations, businesses doing business with businesses, just understanding your customer and responding to them with more knowledge about them makes them feel a lot more comfortable and cohesive towards you guys.
You want an example of a company that is doing this very well? Sephora, that sells beauty products. Yep. When I go to their website now, they're going to scan my face, but they're not just going to see the shape of my face or my skin color. It's also going to analyze all the flaws I have and suggest certain products that will deal with those flaws. Let's say I have a lot of freckles and they don't like it. It's going to show me how I will look with that product. They created a bridge to the store itself. So when I go to the physical store and talk to the consultant, they can pull everything that I tested online and know exactly what I have to buy. So that's a simple use of AI that shows how this can be personalized to people.
That's great. Yeah. So I think we've talked about 3 of the 8. Let's go through the other 5 as well.
The next one is called conscious deceleration. At the same time that I'm having all these experiences, I'm going to be overloaded with information, devices telling me what to do. Here's a chance for businesses to adapt to the conscious deceleration trend. I want analog experiences. It's looking for mindfulness, crafts, deep work on myself. Instead of using automation, you can offer retreats, you can offer a deliberate unplugging of devices. So it's the total opposite of the other trend, but it's a natural transition. Because if you think...
And a natural break that you need from the...
Yes.
Like it cannot be just continuous. It can be overbearing if it is continuous, digital, and... hyper-personalized. It can be intimidating.
Exactly.
So you need to take a break from that.
Exactly. There are many options for businesses to enter that space, right? Yoga sessions would be one of them, simple. But then you do with the twist of telling people it's time for you to be with yourself, no devices, no suggestions coming from anywhere else, just you and yourself. In any business, we can have that special room, special thing to do. I think that's very important because we are already overloaded, so we need to know how to balance that. The other one is the emotech behavioral change, where we are actually going to expect the future to tell us how we are going to do with our emotions, how do we adapt to responses. We will expect the AIs to tell us, you're in this mood, now you should be doing that. At this moment, AI is not very good at complex decision making on reading emotions, right? It has no moral compass and it has no ethics balance. We still have a little bit to go until we can rely on that. Yeah, but it can suggest us calming activities, right? Or even the chat box or whatever is talking to you to adjust the tone according to my mood. And that's where the businesses can come in, right? Because we can offer personalized recommendations. We can have, for example, a fitness teacher that will see that your emotions are not where they should be today and then cater the exercise for that day to that type of emotion, so, or to your energy level for that day, or even a travel app that will tell you, since you're going through a rough period, maybe you should go to Sicily today, always adapting to how you are feeling.
So what would be the next one?
Time bending, because look how interesting. We are already expecting everything to be at the time that we want, right? But now we are going to become time optimized, meaning that AI will tell me when I should be working, when I should be sleeping, when I should be walking. So it's going to adapt my day to my physical needs. This is very interesting because when I'm productive, I'm going to be super productive because it's at that moment for my body that I am at my best. But at the same time, it can cause some issues because if we are good friends and we like to go out together, but your time management is different than mine, we might not have time to go to get together because maybe I'm sleeping when you want to go out for a drink or something, right? So we have to be careful with that. The privacy paradox, we see that already happening, but I think privacy will become a currency for the consumer because we are going to have to decide who can have my information and how much of my information. After all, I already have devices telling me how my heart is going.
But if we limit the amount of information that we are sharing, then AI cannot be effective. If you really want AI to be part of your life, you have to feed it with a lot of data and information.
Exactly. Yeah. So that is why it is a paradox, right? How are we going to have this granular control on privacy settings and thinking about who is going to have access? The AI needs the information. But at the same time, can we create a society that who has more money has better AIs to use than others? And how are we going to deal with that? There's no right or wrong, but there's a lot of thinking that needs to go and see what should be regulated, how far. If we get a super millionaire controlling the AI bots inside your house, how much access in the end will they have? Not the AI itself, but the owners.
I do think the world feels very threatened with the amount of information that is out there about themselves. Mm-hmm. Everyone is worried about data being shared, whether you're using a cell phone, an application, whether mm-hmm. you're visiting a store, whether you are scrolling the social media, you're being tracked all the time. That information gathered about you is being used to target you as a consumer and at times also a consumer of things like fraud and phishing. We're already seeing a lot of deep fake happening that is very disruptive. Mm-hmm. You have a nice picture of yourself on the internet and somebody can take it and make it into a nude or like a awkward image, and then before it's all over the internet.
We saw a lot of that with the elections as well.
Yeah.
Right? It comes to a point that you don't know what to trust.
Yeah. Misinformation can be a very powerful weapon in the hands of the wrong people. Mm-hmm. With your information out there, AI could be a tool enabled to target you. And
yes.
You ultimately become the victim. So I think those are all, as businesses are adopting AI, they have to make a very conscious choice to be ethical in how they're going to use AI.
Exactly.
It has to be done in a way that is least invasive, not encroaching privacy, and respecting the choices that their customer is making. It cannot be AI that is one size fit all. AI would have to be not just like hyper-personalized in providing the experience, but also hyper-personalized in being mindful of the choices that your customer makes. I think that's my view of how things would be. And I do think, you know, there's a lot of talk about that. So brands would be conscious about that, because eventually, if they don't do it right, it could tarnish their image as well. Brands' value could be diluted significantly if they are viewed as not using technology in an ethical way.
To do before we adopt, but at the same time, we have to look at the beauty that they accomplish.
Yes,
for example,
absolutely.
In the medical field, is already being used in several ways, including scanning all your body so they can see everything before.
Use case in a lot of areas, be it healthcare, be it consumer behavior, be it businesses, be it like anything and everything that you do in your life. I truly believe it's going to have a bigger impact on our lives than the internet. AI is going to have a much bigger impact on our lives than the internet. And it obviously is still a few years away. It's getting started. It's just scratching the surface, and it's got a very long way to go. Over the years, a lot of new things will unfold.
I think speed that we are going to see these changes
is going to be tremendous.
Next 2 years are going to be amazing, actually.
Yeah, I do think as well. And I'm an optimistic by nature. So I think AI is going to do a lot of good for us, as long as we are mindful of the risks that it brings and we're conscious about that.
Exactly. We cannot lose our critical thinking, but AI can do us so many good things. I don't know if you are aware, in England, they are using an AI. Her name is Daisy, and she's a senior, right? And her function is to grab the calls from scammers. She stays a long time with them, asking them you want the number, where do I find that? And they get annoyed with her, but at the same time, they are being tracked.
That's right? A great example of how AI is helping us prevent fraud as well. So
yes, we have a nice road ahead of us. I am optimistic too. I think we need to look at both sides all the time, especially as business owners. We need to think what would be good for us, but also for our consumer. But other than that, we have an amazing road ahead of us.
Thank you, Cher, for being a wonderful guest.
Thank you very much. I truly enjoyed
our conversation. I think you brought a lot of interesting talking points and insights on how AI and how AI is important for every business, be it small or big, to adapt to. Smaller businesses could probably have a competitive advantage over larger businesses if they do it right. More importantly, there is a role that AI is going to play in our lives, whether we like it or not. So we should be ready for it and be mindful of how we are going to embrace AI as consumers and as business leaders, business owners, and decision makers in businesses. What is the next chapter of AI-led innovation that we can foster within our four walls?